107.
Hit it.
Welcome to the Test Talks Podcast, the place to go to geek out on software testing. And now your host, whose mission is to help you succeed with test automation, Joe Colantonio.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Test Talks, a podcast dedicated to all things test automation related. I'm your host, Joe, from joecolantonio.com. And today, I'd like to give a quick recap of what I learned at HP Discover this year, as well as giving a sneak peek into a new HP product that I think it's going to blow your mind. But first, let's hear it for the sponsor whose services blows me away every day with its awesomeness, Sauce Labs. Today's episode is sponsored by Sauce Labs. Sauce Labs makes test automation awesome. Sauce's cloud-based Selenium Grid helps developers test web and mobile apps across more than 400 browser and OS platforms. Sauce also supports Appium and popular JavaScript unit testing frameworks and integrates with all the top programming languages, test frameworks, and CI systems. With built-in video recording, debugging tools, and secure tunneling for firewall testing, Sauce helps you ship better software faster. Sign up at saucelabs.com with promo code TESTTALKS14 and get 20 hours of automated testing for free. So I just got back from HP Discover in Las Vegas last night, and I'm glad I went. Now, it's been a while since the last time I attended, and to be honest, I've been mostly using open source tools anyway, so you know I really haven't been focusing as much as HP products like I have been in the past. But this year at HP Discover, it seemed different than any other year that I've been before, and it really felt like HP was focusing and talking more about processes that can be followed using basically any tool, not just HP tools alone. You know, of course, they talked about their tools, but they really did focus on these high-level principles that they see their customers struggling with or implementing and succeeding with. And so they presented a lot of things of how these processes can help any company get better and create better software. And so the big theme this year at HP Discover to me was DevOps. DevOps was everywhere. And you know, this is a trend I've been seeing also in other magazines that I read and blogs that I read. Really, DevOps is becoming more and more and more important, I think, in most organizations. It's almost like 5 years ago or so when Agile, when all these other big companies were starting to implement Agile, and that was the big thing. Now you really don't hear as much about Agile. It's just, you know, it's just the way we do software is using Agile, and it's just part of the day-to-day activities, just the norm now. And really, I think DevOps is that new thing that I think most companies are going to start to be implementing soon. And so in one of the sessions, DevOps, the catalyst of Agile Enterprise, they talked about how much more and more companies are adapting DevOps principles to really increase how fast they create software, create quality, and reduce risk within their software.
2 years ago, the questions that I was getting were, what is this DevOps thing? A year ago, the questions were, well, what is it really? What would we have to do? But no, that's not really for us right now. And now in Fortune 50, Fortune 100 companies, I'm getting CIOs and lower level people in the organization asking, how do we do it? Because we have to do it now.
So, and they really had an awesome panel that included Gene Kim, the author of the popular book, The Phoenix Project, and also James Governor, who's an analyst and founder of RedMonk. And they really talked about why they felt like DevOps is the new process that most organizations are going to start to embrace. And in that panel, they basically talked about how before Agile was the big thing, and now it's faded into the background because most companies have absorbed Agile. They're following Agile principles. It's just the way we create software now, and that they feel that in a few years, DevOps is going to be the same way. So if you haven't started learning the principles of DevOps, or if your company is just starting it, I think it's well worth investing your time in it. I think I agree with the panel. I think it's actually going to be one of the principles, one of the best practices that everyone is going to start following, and that if you're not, then you're not really going to be able to keep up with all the other, that you really aren't going to be able to keep up with all the other companies that are following these processes. And if you're new to DevOps or you've heard the word and it just sounds like a buzzword, I actually found a really good definition in one of the HP sessions that described what DevOps is. So DevOps really is a framework that allows development, quality assurance, and operations to meet customer needs. And this is an integrated team approach that really helps facilitate communication and collaboration and integration to manage all the rapid changing business demands that we have on us as we're developing software. I thought that was a pretty cool definition. And if you didn't know, now you know. That's the definition that I find that really explains or captures the essence of what DevOps is. I also got to meet some folks from HP that I've known for a while but have never really met. So Clint Sprav, marketing manager for the UFT products, Sylvia Sequeira, marketing manager for performance testing solutions, and the man that helped me make the second edition of my book, The UFT API Manifesto, even better, Malcolm Isaacs. He actually got hold of my book without me even knowing when I first released it and called me up and gave me like pages of recommendations and ways I can improve it. And so I incorporated most of his suggestions in the second edition. So if you enjoy that, you have Malcolm to thank. So that was really cool. And I also got to meet face-to-face for the first time some of my past guests on Test Talks, like the automation cyborg, Jonathan Wright, from episode 38. And speaking of Jonathan, he kept telling me about an HP product called Codar, C-O-D-A-R, that was really cool. So if you've ever gone to HP Discover, they have what they call the HP Discover Zone, where you could see a hands-on demo for pretty much all their products. So I finally was able to check out Codar, and basically Codar helps you automate the deployment of your applications using a really nice UI designer where you can drag and drop and create triggered deployments automatically with CI tools and existing content from tools like Chef and Docker, you know, really cool stuff. So that was another tool that I've never seen before from HP. I think I'm going to check that out more. And also Jeffrey Martin, Smart Bear, was in the house at HP Discover. I thought that was kind of weird seeing a Smart Bear booth within the HP Discover Zone, but I did, and Jeffrey Martin from episode 41 and 32 was there, so it was great to finally meet him face-to-face. I actually got to speak with the Code Collaborator main guy, so I probably will be having an episode on that coming up, so that was really cool. And I also met Adam Carmi, the creator of Apply Tools, from episode 43 of Test Talks, and I was carrying around my Roland recorder, just in case I happened to bump into something interesting that I could record, so as Adam was giving an off-the-cuff presentation to Chris Trimper, who also, by the way, gave a great session on AppPulse, which is a monitoring tool that helps you monitor from the perspective of an end user. So anyway, check out the audio from Adam.
My game from is very similar to that.
Exactly. So what Apply Tools is providing, it's actually the only commercial solution today for doing this type of testing automatically. And we provide a unique validation layer that you can hook into your existing automation framework, to UFT as well. We also just finished yesterday an integration with LinFT.
Nice.
And we also have one for mobile centers.
Oh, cool.
So we completely cover the HP toolset, but we also work with Selenium and Protractor and Appium and all the rest. Coded UI, you name it, we work with it.
Nice.
And
so I know the audio wasn't the greatest, but you may have heard Adam mentioned LinFT, and that's what I was really most excited about from HP Discover 2015, and that is their announcement of a brand new tool called Lean Functional Testing, which they named LinFT, which tries to combine the best of both the vendor-based and open-source worlds by morphing Selenium with some of the key functionality currently found in UFT. So it's like a mishmash of open-source and vendor-based goodness.
Lean Functional Testing HP delivers the best of both worlds. It's a powerful, cost-effective solution built specifically for continuous testing, agile development, mobile, and demo.
So HP built LinFT from the ground up to address the growing modern automation demands of, you know, people that need to do continuous testing, mobile, and DevOps. So what's cool is that LinFT really fits into the developer's ecosystem. So your developers can still use their favorite IDEs, their programming languages, their unit testing frameworks, And you have the added benefit of HP's web Windows-based technologies that Selenium does not provide. Now, remember, Selenium is only for browser-based testing, and it doesn't handle any non-browser-based window pop-ups or windows. And this could be frustrating because this is a major issue, as most experienced testers working in an enterprise environment will tell you. Many times, our test scripts have to deal with more than just web-based interactions. So, for example, many end-to-end workflows involve having to deal with windows or window-based applications or pop-ups. You know, cobbling a solution together using Selenium and some other library to automate these non-web-based browsers is difficult and many times not very reliable. So you have to get an AutoIt script, or you need to do something with Java, with Robot, or you can use Sikuli, but it's really not that natural. It's usually not that reliable. You really can't do it to handle really major interactions with Windows-based applications. So I, for one, work automating a brand new AngularJS application, which I created a Selenium Java automation framework around. But over the past few months, more and more of the new functionality has been introduced that requires our web apps to integrate with some thick client application. So as you're interacting with this web application, all of a sudden you get these window apps asking for input or, you know, for part of the workflow. So it's really annoying because at that point, you're kind of, to put it bluntly, you're kind of screwed because you can only use Selenium up to a certain point. After that, you start doing all these hacky workarounds. So our company's goal is really to try to automate as many tests as possible. And most of these integration tests, you know, they can't be handled in the current framework. So what do you think happened? Rather than create a bunch of manual tests, we end up creating a second framework in UFT to handle these types of tests. So now we have these two frameworks. We have a UFT framework, and we have a Selenium BDD framework. And this approach caused all kinds of confusion because I had to make sure that the team is using the right framework for the right tests and have to maintain two separate code bases. You know, it's really a nightmare scenario. But now with LeanFT, I can use my existing Selenium Java BDD framework and still be able to handle these integration type tests. So I think it's awesome. And I'm not sure how many other people deal with this, but for me, this is going to be a big lifesaver. And it's something that I've been dreaming about, and it's actually going to happen. So basically what LeanFT does, it gives you access to a bunch of new tools that makes testing in Selenium much easier. So they have these new things like Object Identification Center, which is really cool. Just think of QTP, the GUI spy. But with this, you're within your IDE. So imagine you're in Visual Studio or you're in Eclipse, you have the spy, and when you spy on an object, it'll show you all the different values you can use in order to make that uniquely identified for your object recognition. So it's a big time saver. You don't have to start up Firebug. You can do it all within your IDE, which is kind of cool. And it also will tell you, you know, here are the three properties you should use in order to identify this object. So it takes a lot of the guesswork out of, you know, trying multiple different combinations to try to find the best way to identify a field in your application. Also, in another non-HP-like move, if you have an existing UFT license, so if you have an existing UFT license, you will automatically have access to LeanFT at no additional cost, right? You heard right. That's what I heard. That's what they said. And so that's pretty wild. So now you have an option to either create a UFT script or a LeanFT script or a combination of both. So the main functionalities and features that I could gather at the conference about LeanFT were, you know, the IDE support for Visual Studio and Eclipse. We're going to be able to write scripts in real modern languages like C# and Java. So straight up in C# and Java, you'll be able to like import hp.leanft and you'll be able to access all the Windows libraries directly from within Java or C#. It supports the web, but also standard Windows, .NET, WPF, SAP, mobile, Java. So, man, I'm pumped up about this. I think it's wild. I think that's great. It also integrates with Git and SVN. So here's another thing. You can integrate with CI tools like Jenkins. You can use, like I said, Cucumber. So we use JBehave. So if you're doing behavior-driven development, if you're in .NET using SpecFlow, you'll be able to use LeanFT. If you're using Java, you'll be able to use Cucumber JVM or JBehave. Because it integrates with Java, basically you can use whatever existing library you're already using within Java or C#, and LeanFT is going to work. So that's pretty cool. It also has integration with ALM. So also the main functionality, like I said, is the Object Identification Center. It has these application models. It has this new HTML run report, which is really nice, and Insight mode. So I haven't been a big fan of the Insight mode yet, but maybe with the newer version, it's gonna get better. So I haven't checked that out yet. I know many of you may be thinking, oh no, what does this mean for me? I'm a UFT user. Do I have to move over to LeanFT? So it's important to remember that LeanFT does not replace UFT. So that is a key point that HP kept bringing up. LeanFT does not replace UFT. They're basically separating the two products, and they say the products address two different issues or two different situations. So depending on your situation and organization, that will dictate which tool you're going to choose. And so within this session for the announcement, basically HP talked about three main user types that they thought about while they were developing these tools. So they have what they're calling a dev tester, a test automation engineer, and a subject matter expert. And they have listed out what their different requirements are to help explain how each tool fits with each user type. So for dev testers, this is basically what you would think is a technical tester who probably has already started using Selenium with C# or Java. This is my situation. We basically just say, let's forget about UFT. We have to use the same tools as the developers, so we're going to have to use another tool that integrates with all our versioning control or our code review tools. And so basically, we create a brand new framework using Java with Selenium. But, you know, it really is missing some of the functionality that you had to leave behind from UFT. So if you moved over to Selenium, you really did leave behind some functionality that you may have liked or you may have found helpful in UFT that you can no longer use. So these users are the target audience for LeanFT. So if you're in that situation like I am, LeanFT, you should definitely check it out once it's released. I think they said it's going to be released in July. Now, test automation engineers, these are basically the users that have already built automation frameworks within UFT, and they have some knowledge of other languages, but they have been perfect. But honestly, they probably are perfectly happy with UFT. They may not be in an organization that requires them to use the same exact tools as the developers, and they basically might be actually separated out too, where they're more like an old school QA organization as opposed to being integrated with the whole team in an agile-like approach. So they'll probably most likely continue to use UFT, but based on different projects, they might actually want to dabble with LeanFT. And then you have your subject matter experts. So these are the non-technical users who most likely will have no use for LeanFT. They'll continue to use the BPT testing and the scriptless keyword-driven approaches to automation. So for the users that most likely will not be using LeanFT, don't worry. HP also made some other announcements about enhancements to UFT 12.5 that I'll cover probably in a post on my blog at joecalantonio.com. And once again, like I said, if you already have a UFT license, you don't need to have to choose one or the other. You can mix and match depending on your project's needs. So I think this is awesome. I think this is a great win-win situation that if you've been torn between choosing either UFT or jumping over to Selenium, now you have a better option. You have LeanFT. You can leverage your existing UFT experience and knowledge and move to the same development environment your developers are using. So this will significantly shorten your learning curve and having to pick up Selenium, I think. And most important, you no longer have to feel like a second-class developer citizen being stuck with lame, VBScript. Let's admit it, VBScript stinks. So you now have the power of using a real language like Java or C#, and be able to use the same exact unit testing frameworks and tools that your devs use. So if your devs use NUnit, you can use NUnit with your automation scripts. Or if you use Java, you can use JUnit with your framework. And really the big bonus, hopefully, is this should help foster better collaboration between you and the developers, right? Because if you're using the same tools as the developers, the same code, if you have an issue, your developer could come over and they already are familiar with the tools, the IDE that you're using, the language. And so it's not like before where I don't know any developer that would ever install UFT in their machine. It's unheard of. So now you can secretly get them to use UFT functionality, but within their IDE, using straight up their programming language. So I think this is neat. I think it's a great announcement. And I can't wait to get the real version of LeanFT when it's released, probably in July. So those are my main takeaways from HP Discover 2015 in Las Vegas. And like I said, the biggest announcement that I was most excited about that I can't wait to really get my hands on is their new LeanFT product. I know this was a quick episode, but I just literally got back last night from Las Vegas. And so I had to put this together really quickly, but I wanted to just give you a sneak peek of what I learned at HP Discover and to give you a heads up on LeanFT. So that's it for this episode of Test Talks. For links to everything of value that we talked about in this episode, head on over to testtalks.com/55. And while you're there, make sure to click on the more info link under the exclusive sponsor section to learn about Sauce Labs' awesome products and services. I'm Joe, and my mission is to help you succeed with automation awesomeness. As always, test everything and keep the good. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Test Talks podcast. Head on over to www.testtalks.com for full show notes, amazing blog articles, and other automation awesomeness.